With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A liberal Democrat has won a state Supreme Court race with national implications. Susan Crawford defeated Republican Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest, which captured nationwide attention and record-shattering donations.
President Trump, Elon Musk, and other Republicans lined up behind Schimmel. Billionaire megadonor George Soros and other Democrats backed Crawford. Her win keeps the state court under a 4-3 liberal majority. Schimmel is a former state attorney general and a supporter of President Trump.
Crawford has vowed to gerrymander congressional districts to favor Democrats, which could tip the balance of power in Congress. Wisconsin voters have approved a voter ID law. Republicans have won two special congressional elections in Florida. Randy Fine takes the House seat that was held by Mike Waltz. Republican Jimmy Patronis won his race to replace Matt Gaetz in Congress. President Trump set to announce a major new round of tariffs today. He may impose reciprocal tariffs that would match the duties that other countries charge on U.S. products they import. Votes in the House will have to wait till next week after a handful of Republicans aligned with Democrats against allowing a vote on GOP legislation.
The Republicans sided with Democrats against a procedural rule that would have allowed debate and votes to proceed on two key GOP bills this week. One would have prevented district court judges from imposing nationwide injunctions. The other would require proof of citizenship for those wishing to vote. The mutiny comes after disagreement about a proposal to change the rules and allow members who are parents of newborns to vote remotely. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's defense minister says its Gaza Strip military operation is expanding to seize large areas of the territory. Dow futures down 171. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at faith and gender differences.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices on Monday suggested that the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the Social Services Agency is motivated by religious beliefs. Wisconsin exempts all religious groups from the tax. This is SRN News. Actor Val Kilmer has died.
Kilmer's daughter said the cause of death was pneumonia. Kilmer had a long career that began in the 1980s. His first big hit was Top Gun, followed by Willow. He then wowed audiences with his portrayal of Jim Morrison in The Doors in 1991. This led to leading roles in the 90s that included Thunderheart, and then the fan favorite Tombstone that had millions quoting Kilmer's Doc Holliday. The role of Batman came in 1995's Batman Forever, and later he was the leading man in The Saint. Kilmer had been battling throat cancer for several years, with his final film role in 2022 and the Top Gun sequel, Top Gun Maverick, where he reprised his role as Iceman. He was 65. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The major automakers say their sales rose sharply last month, with most of them reporting double-digit gains in sales. It's ahead of a 25% tariff on auto imports set to take effect tomorrow. More details at SRNnews.com.